From the Sky News Centre at 7. The Metropolitan Police are urging people not to approach the suspect in a chemical attack in South London. A manhunt is underway for 35-year-old Abdul Azedi, who's originally from the Newcastle area following the incident in Clapham last night. He has significant injuries to the right side of his face. A woman and two children were badly hurt. Superintendent Gabriel Cameron says they were immediately taken to hospital.
The injuries to the female and children, they're in a stable condition, but we are just monitoring, but they don't seem to be life-threatening, but at this time they could be life-changing.
The DUP has given the green light to restoring the Stormont Assembly on Saturday. Legislation to revamp post-Brexit trade rules in Northern Ireland and resurrect devolution has been fast-tracked through the House of Commons. After holding the base rate of interest at 5.25%, the Bank of England governor says there are reasons to be positive. Andrew Bailey thinks inflation could come down to its 2% target in the coming months. The US Defence Secretary has apologised for not telling anyone he'd been treated for prostate cancer.
It was a gut punch, and frankly, my first instinct was to keep it private. The American people have a right to know if their leaders are facing health challenges that might affect their ability to perform their duties, even temporarily. So a wider circle should have been notified, especially the President.
Lloyd Austin ended up in intensive care. Fireworks, eggs and beer bottles have been thrown at police by farmers protesting outside the European Parliament in Brussels. They argue it's becoming harder to make a living because of rising costs. Sport Mercedes F1 staff have been told that Lewis Hamilton is leaving for Ferrari next year. It's not been formally announced yet. England midfielder Calvin Phillips will make his West Ham debut when they host Bournemouth in the Premier League this hour. And later, Manchester United face Wolves. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, a very good evening. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. Thanks, as always, to Darren for another excellent 98 Not Out show. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour.
Time. and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry.
Bruce Springsteen getting us underway musically this Thursday evening with Dancing in the Dark. 40 years old this year, a track from the album Born in the USA, of course. On to the weekend's, or the last week's, football. And in the National League, there was disappointment for both of our local sides. On Saturday, Southend United had a difficult trip to runaway leaders Chesterfield in the league. They ended up losing by 3-0. Always going to be a tough task against a side who have played 29 matches and have only lost 3 of them. And it looks certain that they're going to be returning to the Football League. But disappointment for the Shrimpers, who are in 15th place in the table after that result. Just below them are Dagenham and Redbridge, who were beaten 1-0 by Kidderminster Harriers on Saturday. Phil Brown has made a very good start to his career as Kidderminster manager, and Caleb Richards scored the only goal of the match for Kiddy after 51 minutes. The Daggers were back in action on Tuesday night. They travelled up to the West Midlands to take on Solihull Moors. And Dion Pereira, who they've signed on loan from Premier League Luton Town until the end of the season, made his debut for the Daggers and earned them a point after Josh Kelly had given Solihull a 68th-minute lead from the penalty spot. Pereira popped up a minute from time to give the Daggers a share of the spoils. Meanwhile, in the National League South on Saturday, there was another win for Chelmsford City away to fellow playoff contenders Hampton and Richmond Borough. And they won 1-0, Charlie Ruff scoring the only goal of the match in the 63rd minute. It was also a victory for Braintree Town, who made a very long trip down to Cornwall to take on Truro City. And they came away with a 2-1 victory, thanks to second half goals from Jaden Davis and Alfie Pavey. Meanwhile, Averley also travelled to the West Country, to Somerset to be precise, to take on Taunton Town. And they picked up a 2-2 draw. Monday night, Chelmsford were back in action at Melbourne Park, where Western Supermare were the visitors, and it was a 1-1 draw. Rough once again on the score sheet for the Clarets, who remain in third place behind Worthing, in second. Yeovil Town, 13 points clear at the top of the table. And Avelier in fifth, just behind Maidstone United, who had that incredible FA Cup giant killing last weekend, of course. By the way, on the subject of Chelmsford City, there has been one departure from Melbourne Park this week. Former Concord Rangers man Mo Bettimer has been recalled by his parent club, Hayes and Yedding United, from whom he'd signed for City on loan, who incidentally now managed by the former Southend United boss, Mark Molesley. The other sides in the playoff spots in 6th and 7th are Hampton and Richmond, and who were beaten by Chelmsford on Saturday, and Torquay United, who are currently 7th. At the other end of the table, still Haven and Walsall-Louville bringing out the rear. They're behind Dover Athletic on goal difference. Eastbourne Borough just above them in 22nd. And Wedding United, the other side, in the drop zone. But they've had a change of manager. And earlier this week, they brought in Rod Stringer, former Brentwood Town, Chelmsford City, Braintree Town and Avely boss, who they're hoping will turn around their fortunes.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
On to the Isthmian Premier League now, and leaders Hornchurch, who lost Steve Morrison as their manager recently after he was offered a job at EFL League Two club Sutton United, have appointed a new manager. And it's former Dagenham and Redbridge and Ebbsfleet United boss Daryl McMahon, who has recently been working at Leighton Orient as a development coach. He was the boss of the Daggers for 3 years until he parted company with them in February last year. But he is now taking charge at Bridge Avenue. So at the weekend, there was a 2-0 victory for Hornchurch, who have also made a signing this week, by the way. They've signed Lewis Manor, former Bowers and Pitsey man, best known for his spell there in Essex, certainly. They signed him from National League South Dartford. He's also had spells with Cornwall Rangers and Billericay Town. But going back to Saturday, Hornchurch won 2-0 at Folkestone Invicta. Goals either side of half-time from Joe Christou and Femi Akinwande gave the Urchins all 3 points. Meanwhile, Billericay Town on Saturday, they travelled to Bognor Regis Town, and it was a bit of a blip. It was been a very impressive run of results for them as they were beaten 1-0 on the south coast. Hashtag United haven't had another disappointing result, a poor run which has seen them drop out of the playoff places, down to 11th place. They travelled to Hastings United and they lost 2-0. Hastings, who are currently fourth in the table, just behind Billericay Town. Also disappointment for Canvey Island. It was a tough task for them away to second-placed Chatham Town, and so it proved as they were beaten 5-1. Jamie Salmon scored in the 39th minute, and that turned out to be a consolation for the goals. Concord Rangers, struggling side in the bottom four, they have pretty much given themselves a fighting chance now, especially when you consider how many games they have in hand. They won at Kingstonian the week before last, and they faced Kingstonian in a quick return fixture at the Aspects Arena on Saturday and picked up a point in a goalless draw. Tuesday night saw another win for Hornchurch. who had beaten Enfield Town 2-1 on Saturday. Sorry, I got that the wrong way round. They beat Folkestone on Tuesday night. Saturday saw them win 2-1 at Enfield. Femi Akinwande for the penalty scored at spot, and Sean Scannell were the scorers for the Urchins. And an impressive victory for Billericay Town after that defeat on Saturday. They travelled to Enfield Town and picked up a 2-1 victory. Enfield took the lead after 15 minutes, but Billericay won a penalty on 23 minutes, converted by Bradley Stevenson, and Richard Asimoah scored what turned out to be the winner for Gary McCann's men 20 minutes from time. Elsewhere, at last, there was a victory for Hashtag United, and a very impressive one as well. They travelled to second place Chatham Town and won 3-2, thanks to an old goal by Brefo in the 35th minute. Pedro Carvalho scoring for the Tags in the 58th, and Luke May Parrott scoring in the 80th. First, Chatham scored a second in the closing stages, but the Tags held out and gained all 3 points. Meanwhile, Concord Rangers were in action again on Tuesday night at the Aspect Arena. They faced fellow strugglers Haringey Borough, and they picked up another point in a goalless draw. So currently, the table looks like this. Hornchurch 9 points clear at the top ahead of second place Chatham. Billericay is third. Hastings United and Enfield Town are the other sides in the playoff spots. Enfield Town still in there despite those two defeats. Hashtag United are 11th, Canvey Island are in 13th place. Concord remain in the relegation zone, but are up to 3rd from bottom now. They've got above Haringey on goal difference, and Kingstonian and out at the foot of the table. The other side currently in the relegation places is Margate.
Dark Child, Mace Kid, Harlem on the rise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I went from Helly Hansen to many mansions. The girls in the Aruba doing belly dancing. Spent half of my advancing, jars from Branson to make it through my circumstances. But you know I'm wiser now, move like Kaiser now. Got a butter soft lever just to hide my pound. Got a house in the valley, come and find me now. Got enough dough to buy the town. So I might give a 6 to my chick, Benz to my mom. Crib so big it look like the Pentagon. Give her a couch just to spill Henny on. And been a don since Lotto's and Benetton.
Some people say that I'm not the same girl. They say I think that I'm in my own world. What makes them think that I have changed? Yeah. A little joke and not erase my problems. Be like you, I have to try and solve them. Yes, everything is quite the same. Whoa.
sitting on top. I want a house on the lake. I'm that snotty nose cap with a new BM. If you mess with Brandon, I got to bruise your chin. I be with Puff, the girl be like, who's his friend? If I hit a chick once, she probably move me in. So you got to tell me right now, either you're with the cats who make the hits or the one that see the chips.
Slow down, makes you killin' it.
But don't stop it. What's the use of buying a weight if I'ma have to chop it? I used to love the lady till I learned the logic. She only mess with mates, so the money ain't no object. If it ain't Chris, he won't pop it. If it ain't platinum with ice, he won't rock it. If it don't cost 60, he don't drop it. If it don't come with TVs, he don't cop it. Nigga, stop
it.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So now we take a look at non-league step four, starting off with the Isthmian North, and Brentwood Town continue to make a push for a playoff spot. They hosted Walthamstow at the Brentwood Centre Arena on Saturday, and second half goals from George Sykes and Matt Cripps gave Brentwood a 2-0 victory. There was a long delay to that match due to a serious injury. Meanwhile, Bowers and Pitsy, another side looking for a playoff spot. They hosted Ipswich Wanderers at the Len Salmon Stadium, and second half goal from Matt Price was enough to give them a 1-0 victory, Price scoring in the 55th minute. Now, Basildon United have another new manager as AJ Ashinike has left the club after only around 6 weeks in charge. He was only appointed in mid-December when he replaced Darren Manning, who left the club to take charge at fellow Isthmian North club Grays Athletic. His last game, Ashinike's last game in charge, came at Felixstowe and Walton United on Saturday, and they lost 1-0, the only goal of the game being scored by the Suffolk side in the 9th minute. The new man in charge at Gardeners Close is Chris Taylor, the former manager of Witham Town, until he left a club last summer. He has become their third manager already this season. Talking of Darren Manning, it was a tough task for his Greys side as they travelled to league leaders Lowestoft Town on Saturday, and they lost by 2-0. There was a win for Walden Tiptree, though. They beat Brightlingsea Regent by 2-0. Lewis Jaggs and Terrell Egbury were the scorers in the first half of that game. Redbridge's trip to New Salamis, that match finished up being abandoned. And Tuesday night saw Walthamstow back in action, and they bounced back from their defeat on Saturday, winning 2-0 away to Enfield. Ollie Sotoyimbo and Brian Moses were the scorers for Stowe. And Grays Athletic picked up a win, only their fourth one of the season, but it's lifted them up a place in the table. They beat Witham Town by 3-1. Kian Connolly gave Grazer the lead from the penalty spot in the 14th minute. Whittam equalised through Joshua Sude on 34. But second half goals from Billy Crook and Charlie Stimson ensured that Grays took all 3 points. Final score was Grays Athletic 3, Whittam Town 1. Waltham Tiptree were beaten on Tuesday night, lost 4-2 at home to Bury Town. George Smith and Milton Oni rallied late on for the Jammers, but that was after they'd already gone 4-0 down. And Redbridge picked up a win against Heybridge Swifts to put a dent in Swifts' playoff hopes on Tuesday night. Redbridge won 2-1. Ben Zartain put Swifts in the lead after 14. Ayo Odokoa put Redbridge in the lead after 3 minutes. Ben Zartain equalised for Heybridge on 14. But an 80th minute goal from James Barlow gave the Motormen all 3 points as they won by 2-1. Incidentally, Greys have a couple of new faces in their ranks. They have signed Andy George, who has joined them from Brightling Sea Region on loan, and he went straight into his starting lineup at Lowestoft on Saturday. And Kian Gulliver is the other new face for Greys. He has joined on a dual registration deal from Essex Senior League club at Lowestoft Town. He's played for a few other sides in the area. His previous clubs include Great Wakering Rovers, Walthamstow, Heybridge Swifts, Tilbury and Wivenhoe Town. But he is now signed for Greys. So that's the Isthmian North results. Just taking a look at the league table. Lowestoft Town remain top, 5 points clear of second place Felixstowe and Walton United. Barrows and Pitsy in third. Bury Town in fourth. Brentwood Town are fifth. And Heybridge Swifts just behind Brentwood in sixth place. Walden Tittree seventh. Basildon United now eighth, having previously been in the playoff spots themselves. Walthamstow up to 9th, Brightling Sea Region in 10th place, Whittam Town 12th, Redbridge 15th, Grays Athletic have moved up to 17th after that win against Whittam on Tuesday night. They have gone above Ipswich Wanderers, and Stowmarket Town currently in the one relegation place. They are still without a win. Just completing a look at step four, and in the Southern League Division 1 Central on Saturday, Waltham Abbey, one local side in that league, travelled to Cirencester Town, another side in the playoff spots, and they ended up losing 4-1. Disappointing for them after Nathan Karanteng had given them the lead on 16 minutes, but two goals in each half for the host gave them a 4-1 victory. It was an interesting result on Tuesday night, actually. It was first versus second. North Lee took on Bedford Town, and Bedford won that quite comfortably by 4-1. But North Lee remained top of the table, 1 point ahead of them, although Bedford have 2 games in hand. Abbey still in the playoff spots, but only there on goal difference. They are currently in fifth place. So taking a look at the Essex Senior League now, and Friday night saw another defeat for struggling Ilford. They lost 2-0 at home to Stanway Rovers. The other Friday night fixture finished West Essex 1, Woodford Town 2. And on Saturday, the results were as follows. Athletic Newham 1, Buckhurst Hill 0, Cogshall Town 2, FC Clacton 3. A goalless draw between Great Wakering Rovers and Barking. And Holbridge Sports beat Halstead Town 1-0. And Little Oakley were beat 1-0 home by Saffron Walden Town. Thumping victory for Romford and Rookery Hill. They beat Frenford 6-1. The other games on Saturday finished Takeley 3, Sporting Bengal United 2. Leaders Tilbury beat White Ensign by 1-0. A few midweek fixtures as well. And there was a win for Saffron Town on Tuesday night against Stanbury Rovers. Saffron Walden won 3-0. A couple of League Cup fixtures as well. Cogshall Town were beat 1-0 at home by Barking. And Hardwich Sports won 1-0 away to West Essex by the same score. Last night saw a 1-1 draw between Athletic Newham and FC Clacton. The match between Whiteside and Buckhurst Hill was postponed. And a couple more League Cup ties. Sporting Bengal beat Hakeley 1-0 and Woodford Town drew 1-1 with Little Oakley last night. So Tilbury remains top of the table, 10 points clear of second place Sporting Bengal. Woodford Town a third, Romford a fourth and Barking a fifth. Cogshall Town with only 2 wins from their 25 matches. They remain at the foot of the table, and Ilford remain just above them. Cogshall on 9 points, and Ilford, they are on 16. Also in step 5 in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, there was a 2-1 win for Stansted at home to Harpenden Town on Saturday. But Tuesday night, they travelled to the league leaders, Royal Bedford. And on this occasion, they were beaten by a goal to nil.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. 'Cause knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. From nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it.
Just enough,
yeah. 'Cause we got.
We got all the love we need. That's a cover song from Roachford, and that one's called All the Love We Need. I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. And our featured non-league game on Phoenix Sport last Saturday took us to New Lodge, where Hutton were in action in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South, hosting Wormley Rovers. And watching that match for us was Andy Gardner.
It's finished here at New Lodge. Hutton 0, Wormley Rovers 3, and a huge blow to Hutton's promotion hopes. And on the contrary, for Wormley, they're right in the promotion mix now. Can actually go top. They were sixth this morning, but can actually go top if they win four of their six games in hand on the leaders, Clapton. Most of the action in this game came in the first half. Very good first half, dominated by Hutton. Andrew Webster had a couple of chances in the first 12 minutes. And then Harry Rawlings, bit of magic from him, bringing out a great save. The first of many from keeper Ryan Hammond. And then on the 15-minute mark, Freddie Gard hit a volley. It was scuffed, but it was going in the corner until man of the match Hammond produced another great save. And then on the break, the visitors threatened for the first time. Masanya with a fizzing shot, which was tipped behind for a corner. From the resulting corner, Hutton went to sleep, and it was flicked on at the back post. Michael Minio was there to nod into the empty net. Hutton were rocked for a few minutes. Could have been 2-0 when Beattie had a shot deflected wide, but Hutton came roaring back and then hit the post twice in 2 minutes before half-time. The first one, which was from Rawlings, which his shot this time beat Hammond but came back off the post. And then he set up Webster after 39 minutes, but his shot trickled back off the far post. And then to rub salt in the wounds, the visitors got their second right on the half-time whistle. And it was right back Luke Marshall down the right, whose cross deceived Grossart and sailed over his head and in off the far post. So a bit of a smash and grab in the first half. But in the second, Wormley were content to settle for what they had. It was a very disappointing half of football, actually. I haven't got much written down here for the second half. Rawlings had yet another good chance for Hutton, which he blazed over on the hour mark, but they didn't threaten in the half other than that chance. And Wormley broke away with a classic third goal after 71 minutes. The pace of Michael Minio made it, and he had two attempts at beating Grossart. Second time lucky. 3-0, game over. And that was the end of Hutton's hopes. So a very disappointing result here for Hutton. They've lost to three of the challengers in the last four home games here. And they go to the leaders, Clapton Community, next week for a vital game. They need to get back on track. So deserving win for the visitors. Very impressive visitors in the end. Hutton 0, Wormley Rovers 3.
So, disappointment for Hutton. And my apologies for the poor sound quality on that report. It was absolutely fine when I played it on the show on Saturday, so I'm not quite sure what happened there. So, Hutton 0, Wormley Rovers 3. The other results on Saturday were, it was a thumping win for Benfleet, home to Enfield Borough. Benfleet 1-6-1. Elsewhere, finished Cannonswood 2, St Margaret's 3-1. Clapton Community 1, Southend Manor 0. Dunmow Town 4, Barkingside 0. Harlow Town 3, Brimsdown 2. Hoddesdon Town 1, Hackney Wick 0. Newbury Forest 1, Basildon Town 2. Parkview 1, Burnham Ramblers 2. And Tower Hamlets 2, May and Baker 1. There was one match on Tuesday night. Hackney Wick travelled to Enfield Borough and they lost 3-1. A couple of games last night. Basildon Town were beaten 1-0 at home by Harlow Town, and Southend Manor were away to North West London, and Manor lost that one by 5-2. There was one League Cup tie last night as well. Hutton faced Hoddesdon Town, and it was a 5-1 win for Hutton on that occasion. So looking at the league table, Harlow Town now top, 1 point ahead of Clapton Community in second place. 4 points behind them are Benfleet in third. Hutton are now fourth. Dumbo Town making up the top five in fifth place. Meanwhile, taking a look at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North. Disappointment on Saturday for Stanway Pegasus, who lost 4-2 at Cornard United. Holland picked up a 1-0 victory at home to Dussindale and Helston. And Wivenhoe Town, they were beaten 1-0 at home by Norwich CBS. Stanway Pegasus picked up a victory on Tuesday night, though. They hosted Framlingham Town, the league leaders, and a very good win for Pegasus. They won by 2-1. Framlingham, still top, though, 5 points clear of Great Yarmouth Town, although the second-placed club have two games in hand on Framlingham. Stanway Pegasus in third place, 1 point behind Great Yarmouth. Holland in fourth. Harrison Parkston, who didn't play this week, they're in seventh place. And Wivenhoe Town, they are now down to 15th. So that's our roundup of the men's game across the area during the last week. When I come back after another short musical break, we're going to do our women's roundup.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. Wish much.
To save the life I live, I'm gone.
That's Bob Hardy and Wailers, Iron Lion Zion. Really quickly this week, it's quite its way already. You're listening to the Nord League Hour of Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. So on to our regular women's roundup, we look at the fortunes of some of the women's sides from our local non-league club. Starting off in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, Billericay Town weren't in action on Sunday. They returned to league action this Sunday with a trip to face Cardiff Ladies. Hashtag, who didn't play at the weekend either, or playing this week either. The hashtag women currently in second place. Portsmouth, the only side above them at the top of the table, travels to Ipswich Town women. So the Tractor Girls, if they could manage to pull off a victory, they could do hashtag United Women a little favour there. Meanwhile, taking a look at the Eastern Region Women's Football League Premier Division. And Sunday's action saw a League Cup tie for Bowes and Pitsy Ladies against Stevenage Women. But they exited the competition. Bowes as the visitors won by 3-1. Grays Athletic Women were due to travel to Luton Town Ladies for a League Cup tie. For whatever reason, that didn't happen. So Luton Town Ladies were awarded a win. And elsewhere he's one of the teams in the Eastern Region Division 1 South, or are they in the Premier? No, they're in the Premier Division. Newmarket Town Ladies faced Barking Women. And it was a 4-1 victory for Barking. That was a league plate tie. And that was the action involving the Eastern Region Premier Division sides at the weekend. And looking at this week's fixtures, it's a trip to Royston Town Women for Barking Women. That's a league match on Sunday. Bowers and Pitsy, they are not in action this weekend. Meanwhile, in the Division 1 South of the Eastern Region Women's League, there was a win for Lawford Ladies against Hertford Town Women in a high-scoring game. Lawford Ladies won by 4-3. That was the only actual league game on Sunday. Looking at this week's fixtures, this Sunday's fixtures, Southend United Community Sports Club are away to Cheshire Women. Lawford Ladies host Grays Athletic Women. Stanway Pegasus Ladies are at home to Hutton Women. Billericay Town Women's Development Side, they're away to Wadson Park Ladies. And finally, in the London and South East Regional Women's Division 1 North, I mentioned Barking were in cup action on Sunday. Clapton Community had a league match away to Whiteleaf, one which they lost by 1-0. And this coming Sunday, Clapton Community travel to Actonians Reserves, Barking not in action this weekend.
Thank you.
Manic Street Preachers, Designed for Life. Less than 6 minutes left now before I make way for Gareth and Bumper to Bumper. So I'm going to crack straight on with the fixtures, the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. National League on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Rochdale. Southend United face Gateshead at Roots Hall. Dagenham and Redbridge are back in action at Victoria Road on Tuesday night. League leaders Chesterfield are the visitors. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Saturday's matches include Braintree Town against Dover Athletic. Chelmsford City travel to the bottom club, Haven and Waterlooville. And Aveley have a big game against second-placed Worthing. It's been Premier League, meanwhile. On Saturday, it sees Billericay Town host Folkestone Invicta and the leaders Hornchurch are at home to Cheshire. Canvey Island face Enfield Town. Hashtag United are at home to Horsham. And Concord Rangers continuing their quest to get out of trouble. They travel to Potters Bar Town. And on Tuesday night, there's a trip to East Sussex for Billericay Town as they are away at Lewes. It's been North, meanwhile. Saturday's action includes Basildon United against Witham Town. Their new manager, Chris Taylor, faces his old club in his first game in charge at Gardiners Close. Brightley Sea Region host Bury Town. Maldon Tiptree travel to Enfield. Brentwood Town travel to Gorston. Grays Athletic host Wroxham. Avery Smith's at home to New Salamis. Redbridge are at home to second place Felixstowe and Walton United. Bowes and Pitsy are away to struggling Stowmarket Town. And finally, Walthamstow have a home match against the leaders Lowestoft Town. And Brentwood Town face Lowestoft on Tuesday night over at the arena as well. And on the same evening, Walthamstow have a home match against Wroxham. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, there's a couple of home matches for Waltham Abbey this week. They host Kidlington on Saturday afternoon. Tuesday night is an away match, actually. They're off to Tame United. Essex Senior League, meanwhile, it's mainly cup games this week, but there's the odd league fixtures. Saffron Walden have got Holbridge Sports at home on Saturday and Ilford at home on Tuesday night. Tuesday night sees Takeley take on Little Oakley and White Ensign host Woodford Town on Wednesday evening. Meanwhile, moving on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. And it's a Friday night fixture with Mayhem Baker taking on Benfleet. Saturday's fixtures include Clapton Community against Hutton. That's one of the standouts. Hollow Town League leaders face Parkview. Elsewhere, Clapton are at home to Dumbo Town. Hackney Wick face Southend Manor. And Tamara Hamlets, they're at home to Wormley Rovers. There's one on Monday night, Barkingside versus North West London. A couple on Tuesday, Newbury Forest against Parkview is one of those. And Wednesday night, Benfleet host Tower Hamlets. And finally, looking at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North. And focusing, as we do, on the Essex sides in that league. Harwich and Parkston host Swaffham Town on Saturday. And big game for Stanway Pegasus. They face fellow High Flyers Great Yarmouth Town. Holland travel to Haverhill Borough. Wivenhoe Town are at home to FC Peterborough. And finally, just taking a look at the Essex Senior Cup, where Buckhurst Hill of the Essex Senior League now into the quarterfinals, having beaten Canvey Island 2-1 on Tuesday night. They will face Colchester United at the Community Stadium on Wednesday night. But there's a couple of other quarterfinals before that. One on Monday night at Lensalmon Stadium with Hashtag United hosting Aveley. And the other one is at the Aspects Arena on Tuesday night. Concord Rangers, they are at home to Redbridge. So that's a roundup of all of the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. If you're going out to a non-league game at any level this coming week, I do hope that you enjoy yourself. If you can, join me for Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon, here 3 till 6pm with all the sport that's going on and a pile of great music as always. If not, all be well, I'm back Thursday night, next Thursday at 7 with another edition of the non-league. Our Gareth is here shortly with Bumper to Bumper. A very good night to you.
Have you heard?